Doctor Show for natural, organic gardening advice. And now the Dirt Doctor, my dad, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Happy Easter to everyone out there. Beautiful weather the last couple of days here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, so hopefully all various activities and goings on are getting to take advantage of the beautiful weather. We will be with you today, as usual, for the 3 hours for a lot of you. Some of the stations, 1 or 2 hours, everything always available on dirtdoctor.com, live streamed also. Appreciate you being with us any way you can. The telephone number to be with us today, same as always, it's 1-866-444-3478, 866-444-3478. This first hour is brought to you, as always, by Victor Pet Foods, V-I-C-T-O-R, Victor Pet Foods, makers of wonderful pet foods that don't contain the things that I don't like and you shouldn't like either. There's no wheat, corn, soy, or gluten in any of the products. There's no chemical preservatives in any of the products. Victor doesn't even have any of those materials on their property in their facility. Some of the products are completely grain-free, which is also highly unusual. So I recommend it if you have dogs or cats to give these products a try. I think you'll like them as much as my dogs do. We got a great dog to tell you about this morning, and we've got good news and bad news from the past. Star was adopted from 2 weeks ago. Athena is still waiting for a home, so go to dirtdoctor.com and click on that SPCA button and check out Athena and also this week's dog, Pluto. And Pluto's great. He's terrific looking. He is a Australian cattle dog, male, 40 pounds, rescued from inhumane conditions by the SPCA and looking for a home. But he looks like a great one. Loves to play. Since he did come from a rough situation, it says it might take him a while to learn all the new tricks that he's capable of. He's a VIP, very important pet, and I recommend you check him out. Go to dirtdoctor.com, SPCA button, and he's at the Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center near downtown Dallas. And there's a nice picture of this guy for you on our website. Let's see what else we need to do before we go to the phone lines. Kind of bring you up to date a little bit. There's a lot been going on in Howard's garden. I took a bunch of pictures yesterday and the day before, and I haven't taken time to upload them. And I'll start doing that today and put them on Facebook for you, because some of them I wanted to talk about on the show today, some of the things that are going on there. In this first break, I'll start putting some there. You can go to facebook.com/thedirtdoctor and see shots that I've already started putting there, and some of the shots from recent trips. I was at Lake Whitney on a golf course, two golf courses at Lake Whitney yesterday. There's been quite a bit of conversation on Facebook about that. Somebody asked exactly where we were, and I'm trying to figure that out on a map. They asked if it was on the north end of the lake. I think it was. Haven't been able to find a map of the lake yet that shows the White Bluff development where we were on there. There's bound to be one there, though. I'll try to dig that up and put it up on Facebook for you. Let's see. Also, this isn't funny, really, but it's really frustrating. There was a big story that came out just a couple of days ago. Somebody sent me a copy of it from Tulsa. Big Tulsa Botanical Garden, the Rose Garden there, got hit by, yes, you guessed it, Rose Rosette. And the whole story was about the fact that they had to take out all the roses, thousands of roses, and destroy them like the universities recommend. I can't tell from the story if they've removed them all yet or not. I fired off an email to the fella or gal, it's Carrie, I'm not sure if it's male or female, but anyway, I fired off an email to the writer of the story in the paper, the Tulsa paper, and have heard nothing yet. That was Thursday. It's the Tulsa World is the paper where I got the I assume that's a paper, got the story. And they're saying, you know, what I've talked to you about on the air, they're saying there is no cure. It's totally hopeless, and all you can do once roses get rosette, which they're calling a viral-like disease, so we'll call it a virus. I think that's probably what it is. Since there is no cure, that the only thing you can do is destroy the plants and not plant any roses there. This story, it even specifically says that it got started in knockout roses and you know, spread quickly to other species. And of course, what I sent this writer information on was that we have a cure for it, a cure that works very, very well. We have several cases right now where, including one big commercial project where the rose rosette has been stopped dead in its tracks and the plants are growing new, very healthy foliage, and it works. It's pretty much the sick tree treatment that has been modified to include hydrogen peroxide as part of the spray. On the commercial project, hydrogen dioxide was used, which is very similar. And we learned about hydrogen peroxide's powers years ago, working with aloe vera down in Costa Rica on a bacterial disease called Erwinia. And then we found out that it worked very well on fire blight, on pears and things like that, plants in the rose family. It's still not recommended very much at all, even though there's great data showing results on projects all over the place for that. So hydrogen peroxide has this ability to control fungal diseases, bacterial diseases, and now not only rose rosette, but curly top and tomatoes. Bob Webster was telling me on his show yesterday that a lot of his listeners and gardener friends calling in are saying that they're seeing curly top and tomatoes worse this year than ever before. And he was asking me if I recommended the exact same procedure as I do for rose rosette, and the answer is yes. You can spray hydrogen peroxide straight from the grocery store, straight out of the bottle. It works in cooler weather. You don't want to do that in hot weather because it'll burn the plants. It's a little too strong. You want to have a mixture of the hydrogen peroxide that goes out when it's hot at 1% or less of the overall spray that you're putting out. And we've also discovered that when the hydrogen peroxide is mixed with the Garrett juice formula, whether you're making it yourself or using a commercial product, doesn't make any difference at all. The hydrogen peroxide is much more effective on helping to stop the problem. I think it has some effect on the mites and the thrips and things that spread the disease, in addition to shutting down the disease itself. So if you've got that, or if you've got any other disease that people tell you you can't do anything about, details are on the website on dirtdoctor.com. We did a newsletter on rose rosette. We've got it listed under rose rosette in the library. And if anybody has any problems with it, certainly call the show today and we can talk. And if anybody is listening in Tulsa, and I'm sure there is, let the park people know. I'll try to come up with a phone number and call some of the park people tomorrow. I just haven't had time since I first read the story of left town. But if anybody is there in Tulsa that can help get a name, it may be too late. They maybe have already taken out all the roses and destroyed them, which would be too bad. But if the big garden in downtown Tulsa or wherever it's located had it, that means that gardeners, homeowners around the city probably have it as well. So if you know anybody there, let them know that we have a cure. It works very well. It's very inexpensive. It just becomes part of the regular management that I would recommend you doing anyway, spraying the roses on a regular basis with the Garrett juice mixture, and use the overall organic program. And if any problems pop up with, you know, really tough diseases like that one or whatever, you just add some hydrogen peroxide to the mix. Hydrogen peroxide is not some real new breaking thought or discovery. It's been around for a long time and been used to spray plants for diseases. In fact, some rosarians have used it in the past. From the reports we're getting on projects, the difference now and what makes this so effective at shutting down the disease is the mixture of hydrogen peroxide together with the Garrett juice mixture. And those of you that are new listening to the show wondering what the heck that is, that's a mixture of compost tea or liquid humate and vinegar, molasses, and seaweed. The formula is on the website, on dirtdoctor.com. It's in my books. It's all over the place. It's always going to be available to you. But there are commercial products available as well. Three different manufacturers make various kinds. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back after this, 866-444-3478.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of microbial products that help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, improve fertilizer and water efficiency, and help reduce diseases in crops. For growers, BioSI's stubble digester helps reduce crop residue and prepares your field for next season's growth. Apply it today on fields that have too much debris. BioSI's lawn and garden products are now available at Tractor Supply. So contact BioSI at 866-393-4786 or at BioSITechnology.com.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
EcoSafe is the company that provides natural organic pest control that takes care of pests without using harmful toxic products around your pets and family. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. Call EcoSafe at 1-855-825-2849 today to make an appointment for natural organic pest control. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities in the pest control industry. So call EcoSafe today at 1-855-825-2849 or go to ecosafepest.com.
You can have a beautiful landscape and be kind to the environment. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulture expert. For great results, whether vegetables, lawns, trees, shrubs, or flowers, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer. Its slow-release, goof-proof formula provides consistent feeding and is safe for children and pets. So whether you're a seasoned or novice gardener, trust the fertilizer that's been proven effective for over 85 years. Use Milorganite for all your lawn and garden needs. Anywhere you want good things to grow. Milorganite for better results naturally.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
You know it's important to maintain healthy cholesterol levels. But did you know that keeping your blood pressure in a healthy range is just as important for good heart health? Without healthy circulation, oxygen and vital nutrients can't be delivered to your body. And elevated blood pressure can put stress on your veins and arteries, leading to serious heart conditions. But here's the good news. There are things you can do right now to encourage healthy blood pressure. One of the easiest is to take Kyolic aged garlic extract. A recent published clinical study suggests that taking Kyolic supports healthy blood pressure and can mean better circulation throughout your body. And now, Kyolic has created Formula 109, a unique supplement with other natural ingredients to help relax and support healthy blood pressure. Taking Kyolic Formula 109 every day as part of a heart-smart lifestyle is the easy, all-natural way to keep you in circulation. Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth:
Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth, vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth, animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth, animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth, children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth, children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Somebody was holding. In fact, a couple of people were holding and just went away. I hope we didn't have a phone line problem there. One of the questions that came in, somebody wanted to know, I mentioned curly top and they want to know what that was. It's a viral disease of tomatoes. It hits the terminal growth. It hits the end newest growth and the foliage just kind of crinkles up. It looks like maybe mites or aphids are after it, but you usually won't find any insects. You can, but usually it's just the disease that messes up the look of the foliage, and that fouls up photosynthesis and moves on and ends up hurting the whole plant. But it can be handled the same way that we recommend the rose rosette. And one of the things maybe people want to know, if you don't have time to go read the whole program, the first thing you do is cut the deformed foliage off, whether it's roses or the tomatoes or whatever plant you have that has a viral disease. I guess same thing would go for bacterial diseases. If you have it affecting a lot of foliage and it's looking bad, you cut it away. And while you're cutting off the deformed foliage, you're spritzing the cut areas with hydrogen peroxide. I think that's a pretty important part of the program here. And then you spray the whole thing, the plant, and drench the soil. You spray the stems and the trunk and everything and get a real good, thorough soaking spray of the ground, the soil, around the plants as well. And, again, it's all detailed for you on dirtdoctor.com, but that's basically how it works. Somebody else was holding and was going to ask about algae and water. Algae and water, and I don't know whether it was a pond or a decorative water feature. I was about to put something on Facebook of a shot of our koi pond at home. I was trying to figure out how to put more than one shot on at a time, and I haven't figured that out yet, but I will. And you'll see that we have pretty much crystal clear water in our koi pond. We'll have some string algae grow on the bottom from time to time, especially when you have a weather change going on. It's fairly easy to control, too, but the crystal clearness of the water is one of those things that we get by using the product. In fact, the only product I'm using right now is the Bio-SI Water Doctor product. So the caller wondering about algae control should look at that. You can also control algae, certain forms of algae, better than others with cornmeal. You can throw cornmeal in ponds. The research data originally talked about using about 140 pounds of cornmeal per surface acre. And if you get the cornmeal down in the water, if you can find a pelletized cornmeal, which was available for a while, I don't know if it's still out there in the feed stores and farm stores and garden centers or not, but it's really good because the pellets will sink. And if you get the cornmeal to sink down in the water rather than just floating on top, you get better control of the algae. Some people, and I've done this myself, put the cornmeal in a burlap bag and put a rock in there so it'll sink and throw it out that way. You don't get quite as even a distribution that way. If you do that, you probably ought to throw a little bit on the surface and have, you know, the remainder of the pounds that you're going to put out put in the bags. You can use any kind of a porous bag. You could use one of the paint strainer bags or nylon bag. Just put a rock or something in it so it will sink down to the bottom, and that way you can get it out later too if you want to, and if it's visible in through the clear water, and reuse it later on. Telephone number, we got wide open lines all of a sudden. The people that were holding got tired of me talking, I guess. 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 1-866-444-3478. And let's see, what else was I going to catch up on? Quite a few people, in fact, a couple of guys I was playing golf with asked me about this product that's being advertised called Grassology, I believe is the name of it. It's being advertised on television and in magazines and various places. From what I can tell, and I had a hard time finding it, most of the basic information, the basic website from the company just says that it's a perfect solution to your problems. It will grow anywhere in the United States and, you know, doesn't have any problems and blah, blah, blah. Well, anytime anybody advertises something that you can use anywhere in the United States, you need to be raising your eyebrows and wondering about it. I finally found one website, and I think it was a review. I don't think it was from the company itself, but I think it was a review. I'll try to pull it up again and make doubly sure about it. But anyway, this one that I found said that it was a mixture of bluegrass, fescue, and rye, or some blend of cool season grasses. Well, that can work in the South if you plant it in the fall as a overseeding, you know, winter cool season grass. The fescue and the blue would not be used as much for that as would ryegrass. Here we use perennial ryegrass for overseeding in the fall and for color, you know, green color through the winter. People in the North could plant it as a permanent grass, this blend, but you could also go to the garden center or to the grass store and buy those grasses individually. So I would look at the cost effectiveness of which way to go there. And again, anybody that's saying that there's a perfect grass for anywhere in the United States, generally speaking, that doesn't work very well. Same thing if they do it for trees, and you see that from time to time. This tree will grow anywhere in the United States very, very fast. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. More on this when I come back. Don't go away.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore. The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to DirtDoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growin' Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrot Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
Matt and I are conferencing here, trying to figure out how to post more than one shot at a time from my phone on Facebook for you in Howard's Garden Stuff. And we haven't figured it out yet, or I haven't figured it out yet. And maybe you can't do it one at a time. So back to that at the next break. 866-444-3478. Well, we'll go to the phones. There was one other thing I was going to talk to you about. That grassology thing was the main thing to tell you about. Go to your final thing on that is go to your local garden center, landscape contractor or whatever to buy your grass, whether you're talking about grass seed or solid sod, and deal with somebody locally that you can talk to if you have a problem and that kind of thing, instead of buying from a TV mail order ad on those kind of things. Trees. Oh, I started talking about trees a little bit. That was it. On the ads that are in the same category, a tree that they say is going to grow 6 feet a year, will grow any state in the union, all that kind of thing, run from those things too. They tend to be willow trees or some kind of extremely fast growing tree. All right. But they're also extremely fast to die. So don't go that route either. Kim in Canton, Texas first this morning. Hi, Kim.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. What's up there?
I was just going to call and ask you what to do about my stock tanks. I have 4 stock tanks on my property, and I checked the pH on all of them. 2 of them had a very high pH, and the other 2 had a very low pH. So what do I need to do to correct them?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay.
Why were you concerned about that?
Well, with the drought, I was going to restock them with fish, and I wanted to make sure that the fish and the aquatic plants and everything were okay.
Okay. How did you test the water? Did you do it yourself, or did you send it off to a lab?
Actually, it was recommended to me to get one of the pool test kits from a pool supply store, so okay. I used that kit to check the pH.
Okay. If you're really concerned about it, it'd be better to send it to one of the labs like Texas Plant and Soil Lab down in Edinburgh or A&L or somebody that, you know, does that professionally.
Okay.
I've never run into a situation where the pH being off has created any problems at all.
Okay.
You can have a high level of certain minerals and things like that that can cause that, and I guess that could be some kind of a problem, but you're not going to figure out that how you would solve that without getting a test from one of those companies that'll tell you what's wrong, other than just the pH number being wrong. pH really doesn't mean a whole lot. It's just an indication that some kind of mineral imbalance one way or the other, and that's what you need to find out to correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, great. Thank you very much.
All righty. Good luck. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
866-444-3478. Here is Joe in Lawton, Oklahoma. Hi, Joe.
Good morning.
What's up?
Well, I've got a bunch of red ants out in the field that you call them something else, carpet ants or something, but they're...
You're probably talking about harvester ants, the ones that have the great big bear mound.
Yes, yeah. And
okay.
They make your trails all over. And I need to control them. They're in places they don't need to be, and I don't have time to bring in a bunch of horny toads to eat them all.
Well, they're actually fairly easy to do what you need to do. If it is a harvester ants, and you can look on my website, and in the library, we've got, I think, a pretty good entry there about harvester ants. And that they are beneficial and all that kind of thing, but if they're in the wrong place, they can be a problem. And if you stepped in one or sat in one, it would be very uncomfortable. The way you get them to move, Joe, is that they don't like to have their mound, their colony entrance covered up with anything. And all you have to do is get some shredded mulch and cover those areas with shredded mulch, and they'll move.
Okay. Well, I've covered them back up with the gravel and stuff that they dig out, and then I've done other stuff around them, but they just seem to rebuild and keep going.
Well, they will rebuild. They'll move over, and you can kill them if you have to with what we call the mound drench, the same stuff we use for fire ants. You basically have Garrett juice as the base material, and you add orange oil to it or one of the other essential oil products. You can use a liquid spinosad addition to the thing and drench it. That kills them. I mean, any of that material that hits them kills them. But they are beneficial in a lot of ways. So if you just cover with, like I said, with 3 inches or so, or even more, of shredded mulch, just the stuff that comes out of the tree trimming company's truck, you can probably get it free. They will move somewhere else so they can set up a situation again where they have that bare entrance to their colony, underground colony.
Okay. Well, we got probably 100 of them out here on the golf course. This guy up here has the golf course tomorrow.
Oh, this is out on the golf course.
Yeah, and if they're eating in the fairways, and if they get far enough out in the rough, I leave them alone. But they'll trail from, 50 feet or 100 off of their fairway and come back out, coming over to the, I guess, to get water and stuff from the sprinkler heads on the fairways.
Okay, well, that's obviously a little different situation. I tell you what I do in that case, and we've seen evidence of how this works at Tierra Verde in Arlington and some other places. If you put out dry molasses in the area where the colony entrances are, they're going to dislike that as much or more so than the mulch, and that won't create a playability problem or anything like that.
Okay.
And might even work more thoroughly, and it'd be good for the soil in those areas too. If you
sure.
set up,
I've
if you set up real serious, real heavy biological activity, which is what dry molasses does, it's very antagonistic to them, and they just try to get away from it.
I understand. Well, do it. I've got, that's what we've, in fact, we aerated our greens last week, and I put molasses on every one, drug them in.
Okay, great. Well, take some pictures of that before and after and report back to me. That'd be a good thing for us to show and help other people with. And if it doesn't work, we'll come up with some other idea.
All right, Howard. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe.
Bye.
All righty, 866-444-3478. Here's Raymond in Lancaster, Texas. Hey, Raymond.
Good morning, Howard. How are you doing this
Lovely
day?
Doing very well. Thank you, sir.
Hey, Howard, I'm looking for a place to buy seeds, like buffalo grass.
Okay.
I've been getting it mail order, but I think it takes a long time, and it's pretty expensive. I'm getting from Native American Seeds. So you know any places more locally that we can get seeds?
Buffalo grass seed, yeah. Usually the regular garden centers either have it in stock, Raymond, or they can get it for you pretty quickly. There's a large seed company in Breckenridge, Texas, that sells bulk material and a lot of times has a very competitive price. I don't know if it'd be less money than Native American Seed down there that you've been dealing with in Junction.
Yes, sir.
But give them a call and see. It's called Turner Seed Company, T-U-R-N-E-R, Turner Seed Company. But any feed store, farm store, nursery should, if they don't already have it in stock, be able to get it for you in bulk as well.
Do you have a number for Turner Seed Company by South Park?
No, I don't. Just look them up real quick. They're,
I sure will. They ought to have a website too, shouldn't they?
Oh, I'm sure they do, yeah.
Oh, okay, and they're in Breckenridge.
Breckenridge, Texas, I'm pretty sure. But just do a search for Turner Seed Company, and they'll come up. And there's another one in Texas, too. It's out in West Texas, and I'm drawing a blank on what the name is. You might just do a search on Texas seed companies, and you probably that way will find the ones that are nearest to you here. There's probably others across the country, but you can look into all of them, see who's got the best deal going. I would buy the full buffalo seed burrs. I wouldn't spend the money, and maybe this is where what you've been looking at. There's two ways to buy buffalo grass seed. If you buy hulled seed, the little black seed have been taken out of the burrs, it's maybe going to germinate for you a little bit more quickly and evenly and all, but it's a whole lot more money than buying the regular burrs. They look like a soft grass burr is what it looks like.
Yes, sir.
And that's what I'd recommend that you buy.
Okay, thank you, Howard. God
I appreciate
you. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you,
and Raymond.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, telephone number, and we've got open lines again now at 866-444-3478. The things that are going on in my garden, and I'll at least send one at the next break if I can't figure out how to do multiple shots at a time. There's a couple of interesting things going on in Howard's garden and in other people's gardens, too. Bob and I were talking about this in some detail on his show. We're seeing the color of new foliage be really nice. One of the shots that I'll put on Facebook is of my the tree that is a escarpment wild cherry. It's also called black cherry. And it's in bloom right now, and it's one that those of you that live across the South haven't tried yet. You need to put on your list to give a whirl. It is just a beautiful little tree that's not used nearly enough. It has real pretty shiny, almost silver metallic-looking bark, and it's in bloom right now with white flowers that look like brushes all over the tree. And then it has real nice yellow fall color in my garden. There's another tree that's very closely kin to that tree that don't know. I think, yeah, I've got some good shots of it. I'll put it up too just so you can have a comparison. It's the same botanical name and has red foliage. When it comes out in the spring, it has light green foliage and that's the case right now. And then it turns red and turns a deep red purple in the fall. What's it called? It's called Canadian Wild Cherry. So it has light green, real pretty emerald leaves, then white flowers, then red foliage all summer, and then a deep purple red foliage in the fall. Canadian red choke cherry. And then the wild escarpment black cherry is a very, very close kin, but it doesn't have the red color. So check those two out. See, lay on hold. I think I already explained those two. One thing I didn't say early on, too, that I keep trying to remember, is I forgot to give you the website for Victor. VictorDogFood.com is the name, is the website, and it's a real pretty website because it's full of great photographs of dogs. So go there and check it out, and also the information about the products. VictorDogFood.com, V-I-C-T-O-R, VictorDogFood.com. Howard Garrett back after this. Crazy Water is so good and good for you, it's crazy. Crazy Water is what I drink, and you should too. Deep underground Mother Nature infuses Crazy Water with the perfect mix of over 11 dissolved minerals for the health of your body. You can get all the Crazy Water you need at HEB, Whole Foods, or Central Market. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and find a store in your area. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy Water, so good, it's crazy.
Believe it or not, weight management is more than simply calories in versus calories out. To achieve your ideal weight, your digestive system must function effectively. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author of The Hamptons Diet and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has found that there are regulating factors that control absorption of calories and whether they are stored as fat. One of the most significant influences in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of beneficial bacteria in our GI tracts. These friendly bacteria help in regulating blood sugar and normalizing our appetite. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics every day due to its carefully selected strains of live beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health, increase energy through better absorption of nutrients, and help with weight management. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available today. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
There is a new version of Garrett Juice. It is Garrett Juice Pro. Green Industries is the manufacturer. Garrett Juice Pro consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There is also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. Ask for it in our local garden center, farm and feed, or hardware store. For more information, call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com. That's 877-655-2121 or GarrettJuicePro.com.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. And I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best. But Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and the pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and DirtDoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Figure out how to put them together yet. I can do it through the computer, but not through my phone for some reason. But anyway, I put the photograph of the black cherry in bloom there for those of you who heard me talking about it. Check it out. And there's more on the website. If you go to the library, a black cherry or escarpment black cherry or wild cherry, I think it's cross-referenced under all those. You can see additional shots, and there's a lot of information details about the plant. And I also put a shot of the yellow columbine in bloom in my koi pond in the background. So check all that out on Facebook, and I'll get some more up for you as soon as I can. Right now, we're going to go to Rockport, Missouri, I guess, and talk to Ken. Hello, Ken.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I do pretty good on garden plants except onions. I just wonder what they require for fertilizer and how much water.
You know, onions are kind of funny. Sometimes they seem to be one of the easiest plants to grow and of all, and then other times they just kind of are lethargic and don't develop good big bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing about them, Ken, that's for sure is that they're hungry plants. They're pretty heavy feeders.
And
they have small, as you know, they have a small root system.
Mm-hmm.
And so putting some sort of an organic fertilizer like an alfalfa meal or a blend organic fertilizer that has alfalfa in it,
mm-hmm.
side dressing it, you know, really close to the plants,
yeah.
helps a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that we call Garrett juice drenched throughout the plants and sprayed on the foliage both will also help develop real big, nice bulbs.
Oh, uh-huh.
The other thing is, if you plant them too low, they won't develop well. So if you have done that, you can do a little bit of what I was going to talk about here in a minute anyway, because somebody wanted to know about when to do root flare exposure on dogwoods. You can do the same thing around onions. If they're too deep in the ground, try to gently rake some of the soil away a little bit at a time so you don't sunburn them, and that might help develop the bulbs better, too.
I plant them pretty shallow.
Okay.
plants, you know.
What have you fertilized with? What have you used in the
plant? Well, it's a low nitrogen, like 10 on nitrogen, 10 all three, you know. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's probably synthetic fertilizer, so it sounds.
Yeah.
Like. Get yourself some alfalfa meal.
Okay.
Whip up some Garrett juice. My formula is on the website on dirtdoctor.com. It's easy to make.
Mm-hmm.
And do those two, and I think you'll see great improvement.
Yeah. Well, that's great. On another thing, on tomatoes, do you break the root ball apart when you plant them or leave it?
It's a good question. I do a couple of things a little differently than some of the books recommend of laying them down sideways and planting them real deep. I think that real deep planting just causes adventitious roots to grow out of the stem. You know, I like to plant them just like I plant any other plant.
Thank you. Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'll always soak them and make sure that the root ball is sopping wet.
Okay.
And if it is root bound at all, I'll tend to fillet it, you know, break it open on the bottom a little bit, but I don't get too aggressive with that.
Mm-hmm.
So the main thing is sopping wet.
Yeah. Okay. All righty then. I thank you for all your information.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Longwood, Florida. See what's up with Susan. Hi, Susan.
Hi. How are you?
Doing well.
My question is about air plants.
Okay.
I've never seen them be parasitic before, but the property I'm on now, and I have some trees that were maybe 15, 20 feet tall when I had them put in, and that was maybe 5 or 6 years ago. And then there's some very old crepe myrtle, which were just totally eaten up. And there's a white fuzzy stuff that grows along the stem where the air plants are. If the air plants aren't on there, that white fuzzy stuff's not there, and that seems to be what's killing them.
Well, you're talking about bromeliads and ball moss and things like that?
Those are sort of ones that you grow on purpose.
Yeah.
These are little things that sometimes you see them like on a refrigerator magnet in a shell or something.
Well, you can knock them off with potassium bicarbonate. Make potassium bicarbonate at a rounded tablespoon per gallon. They normally are not parasitic, but if they get real heavy, they'll interfere with the photosynthesis production, you know, on the tree. So if you need to knock some of them off, try potassium bicarbonate, and you can get it mail order if it's not in the local garden centers, a rounded tablespoon per gallon of water.
Okay, per gallon. Now, what about that?
Let me put you on hold real quick. I got to tell the lady something that's on her way to church real quick, and I'll talk to you off the air when I get back. The question came in, and she was on her way to church, which is understandable here on Easter. When's the best time to expose the flare on a dogwood? And it's right now. Sooner the better. Do it gently. Dogwood has very thin bark, and you want to take it with a stiff brush or by hand with gloves. Pull that soil away. It'll probably be pretty soft soil around a dogwood. And doing it right now as the tree is trying to start growing is ideal to time to do it. The rest of the answer is the best time to expose the trunk flare of any plant is as soon as you can possibly get around to it. It doesn't matter about waiting till fall or dormant seasons or anything like that. Get it done sooner the better. Just be gentle, especially for plants like dogwoods that have thin, pretty tender bark. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We'll do more for you here, and you can call any time. I'm around at 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. Our newsletter's free. Just send us an email that says you want it, and we'll send it to you on a weekly basis. Howard Garrett back after this.